650 students registered at the flagship campus are scattered in 40 different countries around the world. The country closest to the U.S.-Iraqi conflict is Egypt. Two UW-Madison students are studying at a university there. Joan Raduca is director of international academic programs. She says there have been no threats against any of the 650 students, and none have come home because of safety concerns.
We don't have students in any countries that we would consider to have an unreasonable risk. We wouldn't have a program in such a place.
The UW has tested a plan to contact students in an emergency, and Raduca feels the benefits of studying abroad outweigh any possible risk.
Given what the world situation is like these days, there's probably never been a more important time for students to study abroad and learn about the rest of the world. What we need is an educated citizenry, and study abroad is a great way to get that education.
Raduca says the students have on-site support staff and are encouraged to keep in contact with UW officials through email. The UW is also telling students studying abroad to avoid demonstrations and other potentially dangerous public events. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.